Moving out into new places. 1912. Typed. Brief statements selected from Sister White's writings regarding the work in the Southland. The work is fast closing up, and on every side wickedness is increasing. We have but a short time in which to work. Why do not those to whom God has committed great light move out into new places? Many will have to do this, whether they wish to or not, for God will scatter them into many places. God is not willing that any should perish. He has provided abundant means for the salvation of all who will accept his invitation. If God's people had gone forth as they should, giving the invitation to thousands, many souls would have been added to the church of such as shall be saved. God's Spirit will abide with true missionaries, furnishing them with power for service. God will bless all who will trust in him. Human might and human wisdom did not establish the church, neither can they destroy it. Let the people of God awake from their spiritual sleep. God is an overflowing fountain of life and strength and efficiency and power. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth. When this power is utilized, it will be more than a match for the power of the enemy. It is impossible for the man who believes in Christ to see the work that needs to be done and yet do nothing. Daily the church is to receive from heaven the healing balm of God's grace to impart to the needy and suffering. God's people are weighted with the most sacred responsibilities and the most glorious privileges. All who believe the message for this time will go forth into the harvest field to do something for the Master, relying upon the assurance, "He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." Psalm 126, verse 6. In practical obedience to the divine command, his confidence will increase and his talents will multiply. Mountains of obstacles will become a plain path. The spiritual desert will rejoice and blossom as the rose. Arise, ye sleeping virgins, and trim your lamps. Take up your appointed work. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith the Lord. And many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and shall be my people, and I will dwell in the midst of thee. And thou shalt know the Lord of hosts. Zechariah 2, verse 10 and 11. MS. 1901. Let those who profess to believe present truth practice economy. God has use for every dollar that can be given to advance his work in the earth. The cities throughout America are to be worked. The southern field in all its barrenness is staring us in the face. Who feels a burden to go there to labor? Perhaps you are inclined to find fault with those who are there. But can you not go there yourself to see what you can do in working wisely for souls ready to perish? MS. 1902. With every age, God's plan deepens and widens to embrace the world. God's instrumentalities, his light bearers, are to adjust their movements to his progressive plans. They are to embrace new territory. The churches are to be wide awake, moving with the force of omnipotence, because they move in harmony with God's purpose. They are to seize every opportunity for blessing a world in darkness. A spirit of greater devotion must be shown by the churches. They must expect labor with greater zeal for the promulgation of the last message to be given to the world. Now is the time for all to work. Now is the time to put away every species of self-indulgence and idolatry. Those who are engaged in Christian ministry are to labor unselfishly for the Lord, dying to self and pressing together in love. They are to love as brethren. They are to be kind and courteous, a savor of life unto life. MS. 1901. At the 11th hour, the Lord will call into his service many faithful workers. Self-sacrificing men and women will step into the places made vacant by apostasy and death. To young men and young women, as well as to those who are older, God will give power from above. With converted minds, converted hands, converted feet, and converted tongues, their lips touched with a coal from the divine altar, they will go forth into the Master's service, moving steadily onward and upward, carrying the work forward to completion. Talents, hitherto unused, are to be set in operation. They withdevelop by use. There is great need for the development of talent. This educational work must be carried forward in the church and must extend from the church into regions beyond. M.S. 1901.
Through those who may not seem to be the most talented, the Lord will accomplish a great work, if they will rely wholly on Him and labor in humility. If they do not bring self-importance into their work, they will be enabled to do that which those who are more talented fail of doing. God is just as willing now as He was anciently to work through human effort, to accomplish great things through weak instrumentalities. We shall not gain the victory by numbers, but by entire surrender to Jesus. M.S. 1902. Schools and sanitariums are to be established in the South. Great light has been shining upon us, but how little of this light we reflect to the world. Heavenly angels are waiting for human beings to cooperate with them in the practical carrying out of the principles of the truth. The gospel message is to be united with medical missionary work. The medical missionary work is the right hand which opens doors for the body, the church, enabling it to prosecute its labors. Those who engage in this work should reach a much higher standard. The leaders should be carefully selected according to the needs of the different fields. M.S. 1901. The Lord desired the work done in the South to be an object lesson for the instruction of those who are building up the work in new places. Had the workers realized this, how carefully they would have weighed every plan and method, how earnestly they would have striven to honor and glorify God by Christ-like work. M.S. 1902. We are to work as Christ worked. We are to move carefully. We are not to pour forth ideas that contradict the light which God has given. Neither are we to follow methods that are opposed to His will. Let us tread in Christ's footsteps. As we follow Him, we may know that we are walking in the pathway of life. M.S. 1902. Laboring amidst discouragements. Who will be responsible for the colored people? In any place where there is earnest work to be done, there Satan is with his army of workers, supernatural agencies, to bar the way. And if they can move on human agencies who claim to believe the truth, to unite with them to make the work of God's servants hard, Satan's object is gained. Whenever any practical movement is made in any line for the uplifting of humanity, and for the saving of souls, the counsel of Satan says, "We will put in operation our forces to set men at variance one with another. We will lead one worker to criticize and bar the way. We will help him to dishearten and discourage others. With persevering determination, we will hold the field in our own power, under our jurisdiction. Through leading one to discourage another, we will cause money to be so absorbed that attention will be centered on one point, making it impossible for other places, which we now control, to be worked. Shall we let Satan block the way? We will, unless we look alone to God, trusting in Him to move upon human agencies to do His work with fidelity. The difficulties that seem very large present before the sincere worker stronger motives for perseverance, for renewed exertion in God to press forward in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth." Cooperation with our brethren is essential, but cooperation with Jesus Christ is more essential. If you look to God in faith, with a contrite heart, He will bless you and strengthen you. God has His instrumentalities to call into action at any moment to do His work. He has unlimited power. He can take a worm to thresh mountains. Our God lives and reigns. He will not forsake one of His chosen. If He will not struggle to work out the will of men, but the will of God, He has wrought by His miraculous power, and He will work. The Lord will deliver the godly out of temptation and sustain them, not only for further duty, but for further trial. Onward, onward, upward, the Lord is leading His people. M.S. 1895.